From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Ghana, the West African country, is nestled between Ivory Coast to the west, Togo to the east, with Burkina Faso in the north, and the Gulf of Guinea in the south. Ghana is also where the musical genre high life originated, with a festive showcase of energetic horns, at least a trio of guitars out front, that showcase a style that not only thrives today across the country, but is famous across the entire world as well. High life, West African music, blends American jazz forms originated in Ghana in the 20th century, later spreading to Sierra Leone and Nigeria. By 1920, high life had become a social hit, connecting Ghana and Nigeria primarily. At its outset, high life made for a fascinating sound. High life was a new sound, first shaped by the foxtrot, a North American dance style likely created by African American dancers around 1910 or so, and the breezy sound of calypso, the Afro-Caribbean music hailing from Trinidad and Tobago during the same period, two styles that existed far from Ghana. High life music at first was the substance associated with African aristocracy during the colonial period, linked to posh African nightclubs, shiny dance floors, champagne, fancy attire in a spirited setting where hope marked the expectation and anticipation for an end to the colonial era. The term high life was coined in the 1920s and referred to the high-class dance evenings fashionable among the Ghanaian elite. High life also features a rhythmic texture, pointing toward the percussive instruments, the claves, key to Afro-Cuban music. Claves' percussive use, though created in Cuba, contains a pattern in Cuban music that is historically indigenous to Ghana and Nigeria, which hints at the critical two-way musical relationship intersecting Africa and Cuba. High life was so popular that it attracted the likes of Louis Armstrong, who at the height of his career collaborated with his equally famous African counterpart, E.T. Mensah, whose musical chops linked to African big band high life music became an easily negotiated musical conversation bridging the musical homeland of both artists. Tune in next time for part two on the historical significance of traditional high life music from Ghana. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.